Professor Francis Schwartz from the Swiss Federal Laboratories for Materials, Science and Technology has discovered a way of treating wood used to make relatively cheap violins to give it special acoustic properties. In a recent blind test, a panel of experts was unable to distinguish a violin treated with the professor's fungi-based process from a real Stradivarius. As Professor Schwartz explains, his modern technology owes a huge debt to the experiences of Antonio Stradivari in the late 17th century.
Yes, I think it's correct to say that Stradivari was very fortunate that he lived during a little ice age. And we had very cold climate conditions, and he selected wood from trees growing at a high altitude. And in combination with the cold climate at a high altitude and the fact that it was a little ice age, he could extract wood with very special tonal quality.
So he knew he was making something special, did he?
I don't think at the time, but there is a big debate among violin makers. What is more important, the wood material or the violin maker? And I think Stradivari was a wonderful, talented craftsman, but he was also very fortunate that he could use tonal wood with very high acoustic properties.
Now, what have you done to modern wood to effectively recreate that?
Well, what we've done principally is we've selected the best wood we can find, which is very difficult. There are great shortage supplies for superior quality resonance wood, and the reason for this is because we're living during times of global warming. So the wonderful wood structure with narrow annular rings and low density and a high speed of sound, we cannot find this wood even at a high altitude today. So what we do, we take the best wood we can find and we treat the wood with specifically selected wood decay fungus that make the wood structure more homogeneous. The fungus also reduces density, so the wood becomes lighter. One important aspect is that the fungus does not reduce the speed of sound. It also increases the dampening of the wood, and we end up actually with a tonal quality that is very similar to the violins Antonio Stradivari made.
You presumably have to find a way to stop the fungus acting.
Yes, that's right. Before and after treatment of the wood, we sterilize the wood with ethylene oxide, which is a gas that's also used in hospitals for sterilizing scalpels, for example.
Now, it's fascinating and obviously enjoyable research to do, but in the end, are you going to devalue those Stradivari that are available?
I don't really think so, because imagine you would, if you would be interested in buying art and you would have the opportunity to buy an original Picasso or a duplicate, I'm sure you would decide to buy the original painting and not the duplicate. And I think that is something we really have to stress, is that we do not want to compete with the violins Antonio Stradivari made. We can't, because they're a piece of art. But what we think we can do is we can improve the acoustic properties of contemporary violins, and that has one great advantage, because we could then provide these violins to young, talented soloists who can't simply afford to buy a Stradivari.
And that's Professor Francis Schwartz.
That's fantastic. Do I not need musical ability? Do I just need a cheap violin and a jar of fungus now?